The Ukrainian-Russian conflict over gas could hurt outreach. Hindu extremists disrupt the ministry by arresting a missionary. And Zimbabwe's crisis fails to stall hope. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Russia-Ukraine gas pipeline controversy still hasn't come to any resolution. Both sides are blaming each other for the impasse. Vice President for Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says animosity is growing. He says ministry giving has been affected by Russia's display of military might in Georgia and now by this energy monopoly.
When they see how much money Russia is making on oil and gas, they think that that Russians are wealthy people. And unfortunately, they think that Russia does not need help anymore. And it does impact the giving.
Fortunately, Russian Ministries is training next-generation church leaders to ignore that animosity.
We're training young people not to pay attention to the political side of this conflict, but to continue spreading the gospel and continue reaching out to their communities and be peacemakers.
You can support their Schools Without Walls program by going to our website. Next, Gospel for Asia missionary Yashpal Bhutta Masih remains in custody today after his arrest January 5th in Madhya Pradesh, India. The police charged him with violating anti-conversion laws, and he'll now face trial. However, the laws have mostly been used as grounds to harass Christians, especially pastors and missionaries, for sharing their faith. GFA leaders in Madhya Pradesh are working diligently to have Yashpal released from jail. Pray for justice in Yashpal's case. You're listening to Mission Network News. While Christians have faced unprecedented amounts of violence across India, more than 400 pastors and their wives will be gathering in the state of Tamil Nadu. Founder and president of Serve India Ministries, Ebenezer Samuel, says the family conference, January 14th and 15th, will focus on prayer.
Praying for the state of Tamil Nadu, the country of India, the Christian brothers and sisters in Orissa, and I'm going to be speaking, encouraging the pastors and the wives to give themselves more aggressively and more sacrificially to the cause of the gospel.
While persecution has killed hundreds of Christians and displaced thousands in India recently, Samuel says that hasn't dampened their spirits.
At this point of time, I would say the mood is upbeat. You know, all across India, we pray for Orissa, but at the same time, the news that comes from Orissa is putting fire under the feet of Christians everywhere.
Pray these leaders will inspire many to share the gospel at any cost. Elsewhere, Zimbabwe's cholera death toll tops 1,700 now, and the food shortage is even worse. Heavy rains could worsen the spread of the disease, so travel is being discouraged. When asked if the situation would hurt upcoming frontline shepherds conferences, Global Advance's David Shibley says,
from what we're getting in preliminary pre-conference reports, that we will actually have record turnouts of pastors at both of our conferences in Zimbabwe because of the acute need that is in the country.
The desperation is many turning to the church for hope. This is a prime time for the gospel to be planted. Shibley says that's why training is critical now.
There's an enormous need for someone to simply lift up the hands and strengthen and encourage these wonderful men. These conferences are led by all Africa teams, and they are men who are associated with us at Global Advance who are leading these teams.
Go to our website if you can help these pastors. And GodTube and Buckner International recently announced a multifaceted partnership that will launch awareness of their strengths. GodTube.com has become the largest Christian social network in the world. Buckner has the mission and outreach on a global scale. The partnership was launched at the end of 2008, and the idea is to expose the vision of kingdom building to more people so they can get involved too. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneke Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.